Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Here on 3TFM, your local radio station, we like to spotlight some local worthies, local characters, local talent. This radio station and this Holy Half Hour programme is here to serve our local community, and it's in keeping with this aim that we have invited a local person to chat to us as our special guest. She's an unsung hero, and she represents all you other unsung heroes out there who do the hard work and who keep the show on the road, the sort of people we all depend upon for anything to happen in life. We're very grateful to all you key workers in our community for your unstinting service to others. If you pardon my mixed metaphors, Roseanne and others are the backbone of our society, like solid bricks, cornerstones even, who faithfully plod on like donkeys, doing the heavy work and carrying others along, pulling their weight. They're like onions with many layers to their character, or even better, diamonds with many facets. So come and meet Roseanne McLean, a gem of a lady who has many aspects to her character. So welcome, Roseanne, and thanks for coming to the studio. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Enjoying the sunshine?
Lovely. Can take plenty of this.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do is just work my way around the various aspects of the diamond. So tell us a wee bit about your swimming club that you go to.
The swimming club, the Auchin Harvey Amateur Swimming Club. Well, I started going down there with David when he was about six. And now I've been doing it for the last 34 years. I'm the vice president. I've got a certificate in swimming, but I prefer to talk to people and any complaints or anything they want to know.
I'm always,
I like to administration. Mm-hmm. I will teach swimming if I have to, but it is if I've got to do it. But I still enjoy doing that, but I like to talk to the children. I like to talk to the parents and give them ideas what's happening in the swimming club and what things is on, etc.
And you've been doing this for a wee while now?
34 years.
34 years, wow.
It doesn't seem that length of time, but I enjoy it.
A lifetime, but it's actually more than a lifetime of swimmers, isn't
it? Unfortunately, I used to see the parents and the children, but now I'm seeing the grandparents and the children. So that's the way it goes, isn't it, after a long time like that.
So how many folk come to the club?
Between 150 and 200. And there's a three-year waiting list. They go from five-year-old up to about 16. There's different sessions. They start at 6:15 to 7 o'clock. 7:05 to 7:45 and 7:45 to 8:45, and that's the older ones.
And you've quite a few leaders as well.
And we've got 12 between 10 and 12 volunteers, and it is all in volunteers. The only thing is we take all the summer holidays, Christmas holidays and Easter holidays, because there's so much, you know, different people going holiday at different times, so that kind of covers up aspect of things.
So the swimming club is doing quite well at the moment?
It's doing fantastically well. I mean, as I say, really the waiting list. It's great to see the waiting list going down, but the waiting list doesn't seem to go down. It just seems to go on and on and on.
Is that because there's a maximum number at any one time?
We've got to watch, obviously, because of insurance and different things. You can only so many in a class, because there's only one teacher to a class. Sometimes the older children come in to give us a hand with them.
But if you got more leaders, could you have more kids?
No, because you've only a certain amount of pool size.
Yes.
So we've really got to go with that.
You do charity swims.
Oh, they do charity swims. We do a sergeant, that's in Prestwick, the sergeant for the children.
Click sergeant.
Click sergeant. We've done that. They do a sponsor thing. They done the heart one last year. So they try and do different ones, sponsor swims for different groups.
And if some of your beginners come through your ranks and become quite established swimmers,
and then they go into North Ayrshire. And that really is hard work because they do a lot of training early mornings and during the day in different pools. So it is hard work. You've really got to be committed to that. My son did it before North Ayrshire came on the scene. We used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and take him down for the swimming for 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Went to swimming and then went in a taxi to school. There was about four of them had done it.
So the parents are quite dedicated.
Yes, you've got to be dedicated for North Ayrshire anyway.
But is there a range of involvement in swimming? You've got your very competitive ones, but do you have folk doing it just for fun?
Oh yes, a lot of, especially our Auchin Harvey Swimming Club, it's really all fun for them. But sometimes they're picked out. So maybe North Ayrshire comes to watch and North Ayrshire picks out some of the children that they think would like to do it and they get a trial period.
What do you think of the theory that kids nowadays just sit in their behinds and do computer screens?
A lot of children do, but I think, quite honestly, the parents encourage them to do different things. I mean, I speak to a lot of the parents and they'll say, a taxi service, they're doing something every night, or they can't come to the swimming club because the football's on and different things happen, so they've got to drop something, obviously. But quite a few of them, if they go to the football, maybe their night changes so they can come back to the swimming club.
But there's still quite a lot of youth today, active.
Yes, very much so. Yes, I think so.
Can I just ask why you've been involved with the swimming club for so long?
I've only got one son and I always just tried to do everything that I possibly could do with him to get him to go into swimming. When he was a child, I went to the Parents Association. I've just always been involved with David.
But when David grew up, some mothers would have just stopped then. Why did you carry on?
Maybe just because I love doing it and enjoy doing it and seeing the kids enjoying themselves. It's really worth it, you know. When somebody can go away and say, we've been to Florida and we don't have to worry about your children, you know, swimming, they're quite safe, you know.
So it's quite satisfying to see them learning to swim.
It's a satisfaction, yes.
There's good fellowship.
Yes.
Yeah, right. We thought we'd play a piece of music kind of suitable for the swimming side of your life. So we've got Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini by Brian Hyndland.
Was afraid to come out of the locker room. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker room. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted.
You're listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM, and we're interviewing Roseanne McLean, a local lady who's been telling us about her involvement in the swimming club for 34 years. But you're also, Roseanne, quite involved in the Girls' Brigade. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, this all started about 12 years ago. I was at a manse group at the manse, and I spoke to Evelyn Porter, and I just happened to say to her, Evelyn, what happens on a Monday night? Tell you what, Roseanne, just come along, see what happens on a Monday night, which I did. So I got a jumper, and I've been there ever since.
You got a jumper?
I got my Girls' Brigade jumper, oh, and right. That was it. Started.
So you quite like the Girls' Brigade then?
Yes, very much so. It's invigorating when you see the wee ones coming in, you see them going right through up to the brigaders, to 13 and 14, maybe 15-year-old. It really is good, and they really do enjoy it.
So this is the fourth Saltcoats Company at Saltcoats,
yes,
North Parish
North
Church
Parish.
On a Monday evening.
We start at five. The Explorers, 5-year-olds to 7, is 5:30 to 6:30. That's Explorers. And the Juniors and the Brigaders start at 6:30 to 8. And we have helpers as well. And we do a lot of different things. We do an annual display. We do games. We do crafts. All different things like that.
Yeah, marching.
Marching, singing. They do dancing for the wee ones as well.
And then they invite in guests as well.
Yes, yeah. We get guests at the display.
No, but you guess
and we
all
get
year.
Guests all the year round. Sometimes we had, last year it was a blind woman having the wee dog for the
guide
blinds. The
guide
dogs,
yeah.
Wee doggy. And we do a lot of different things. We
had local constable, I
yes, remember. Alan McCluckie was in. He's doing it. He does the watching the kids for us and telling them about the roads and all the rest of the things that you should try and remember. And we've got a new captain this year because not fortunately, but Mrs. Porter has now retired after 51 years. She was a legend in her time.
Evelyn Porter started in 1947 when
right.
The Girls' Guildry, as it was then called, started.
Uh-huh.
It's the end of
an era.
An era, as
it
they
is
say.
So.
And now we've got Amanda Muir.
That's right. And we'll keep it going and... hopefully.
And as you were saying with the swimming club, it's the children, it's the mothers, and it's the grandmothers, generation after generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. And of course, we have the swimming competition as well with the North Ayrshire Division, and we've won it for quite a few years for the North Ayrshire Division.
That's not
Saltcoats.
Because you're the administrator.
No, nothing to do with that. It's quite legit.
Yeah. But you've encouraged them with enthusiasm
yes,
for swimming.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. Uh-huh.
And they've entered Bible competitions for the area.
That's right. We've got Christian education, demonstrations, drama. And as I say, we do a lot of different things. And the girls want to do a lot of things. I mean, the likes of the craft fair we did, they come up with all the ideas. You know, we just say, look, we're going to want to do this. What do you think you're wanting to do? And we do badges as well. And they pitch the badge work too. So they're involved. It's not just a case of we stand and say, you're going to do this, and this. Have
well, I've seen you all in action, and if I was a girl, I would go too.
Good.
So here's a wee sample of children singing, a little medley of children's songs sung by children.
Deep and wide. And
So, Rosanne, a Monday night you're at the Girls' Brigade, a Wednesday night you're at the Auchinharvey Swimming Pool for the swimming club. So what do you do with other parts of your time?
Well, I'm a member of Coaches in North Parish Church in Salcotes, where I'm an elder. I'm also the session clerk. So,
have you been a member of that church since childhood right up?
No, I was in South Beach Church. That was a church we went to. And I got married in the South Beach Church. Then I went to West Kilbride to stay because it's now the Baptist Church. And then I come back to the North Parish about 42 years ago.
Right.
And I've been there ever since. And I've helped with the Sunday school when Peggy Lindsay was doing it, and had great fun with that. And then when David was old enough, we left the Sunday school and I just went to church. And then all of a sudden I was an elder. I was asked to become an elder, which really gives me satisfaction.
That was 2006.
That was 2006. And then in
I was the minister at
you
the
were
service.
The minister at the time, that's right. And you came and asked me if I'd be a member of the board. And then I went on to the session. And then I joined, I was made a member of an elder in 2006, as you said, Alec. I thoroughly enjoyed that. It's very rewarding, and I've met a lot of people through the church. Mm-hmm. And I've got an awful lot of friends through the church, I really have.
You're one of those that doesn't just come on a Sunday. You've been at the prayer group, the Bible discussion group, anything and everything that's on, you're there. You were a wee while the Christian Aid organiser.
Yes.
I must say, when you were a Christian Aid organiser, we had up to 30 collectors doing house-to-house collections and raised £2,000 a year.
That's right, we did, uh-huh.
That's when Saltcoats as a town raised £5,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
£2,000 was from what we'd
organised. North Parish, that's right. And we were all dedicated, I mean, every year they'd done it, and that was it. Christian Aid come up and, yes, we'll do the collection. Unfortunately, they don't do it now because it's getting so difficult to get people. And plus the fact, our congregation's getting a bit older as well, so you don't have the same amount of people.
We're on to other plans now.
Yes,
we
do
Maasai
things.
The Maasai Warrior concert
That's right, exactly. So we did. You had that, that's right.
So
and it was a great success, that's
so
right.
So you're also, you've been the elder for Ardrossan Presbytery.
Yes, I've done that for 3 or 4 years.
Explain what that involved.
That was involved getting picked up with Alec on a Tuesday night. So that was meant once a month. I was out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. And went down and there was different discussions. But I was in a committee with along with Alec as well, discussing different things that Presbytery could do. And that was an eye-opener at times as well. Very interesting.
For anybody who doesn't know, all the Church of Scotland's in North Ayrshire and Arran meet together monthly with a representative from each church. So now your more recent trick is to become session clerk.
Yes.
What does that involve?
That involves taking minutes, doing communion, setting up, going for the wine and setting up the wine for the Sunday morning and the bread for Sunday morning and getting the elders organised and making sure everyone just is so, because Alec's quite particular in that sense.
There's every elder has a district that they visit.
That's right. And I've got a district. I've got quite
You've
a big
got
district.
Two districts.
I've actually got three districts because one actually only consists of two people.
No, but you yourself have two districts.
Yes.
You were covering somebody else.
Yes, I'm still covering somebody else's at the moment. Yeah. But no, I enjoy it. And as I say, I like to, maybe I don't know, I just like to talk to people and meet people. And maybe I've got that kind of face that folk talk to me and maybe give me some of their worries.
Well, we're doing that right now. We're talking to you now. So when I asked you, Rosanne, for your favourite hymn, you picked it in about 2 seconds. So why is this your favourite hymn?
It was my dad's favourite hymn. He always seemed to like that, so it always puts him in mind of my dad.
Mm-hmm. And it's the favourite hymn of quite a few people. So here's the priests singing How Great Thou Art.
My soul, my Saviour, God, to Thee.
And there's the swimming, the girls' brigade, and the church involvement. How do you fit in your other hat, which is family woman?
I don't know. I don't juggle anything about. I'm just quite happy taking David or Sarah or doing things with them.
Can we just explain the Davids in your life here?
David's my husband. I've been married to him for 51 years. And my son is David. And my daughter-in-law is Sarah. And I'm a gran. I don't know, you just seem to settle into these things. It just comes natural. I think it's a mother's thing more than anything else.
They say if you want somebody done, ask a busy person. They somehow always seem to stretch the elastic band and
any time they seem to ask me, I seem to manage to do it.
And you've time for hobbies as well?
Well, I like knitting, but you see, sitting watching television, I think it's a waste of time because I don't really watch much TV, so I sit and do my knitting. Or I do my sewing.
So it's that 30 hours a week that the average British person watches television. That's your 30 hours a
year. That's my 30 hours, yes, right. Exactly.
So for knitting, sewing, reading.
Mm-hmm. And David, he goes diving. He's indoors at Auchin Harvey and he dives abroad and he also goes locally diving with his diving club. So sometimes I'm quite handy to babysit.
It's amazing how you fit it all in. So anyway, your next choice of music is Catherine Jenkins. This is a special choice because she wasn't singing at your wedding, but
no, that was sung at my wedding.
This hymn was sung at your wedding.
Yes.
This is Catherine Jenkins singing it, but to another tune from your wedding. It was Crimmin, no doubt.
Yes.
Yes. No, but this one is the Vicar of Dibley theme tune.
He leadeth me
It's a shame to cut off Catherine Jenkins in her prime, but for time reasons, the Holy Half Hour restricts us. So I was just wanting, Roseanne, to ask you in this last part, what's your motivation? What keeps you going? What gets you up in the morning? Why are you involved in all this?
Because I'm a Christian, and I think it's the best thing to do. And I was always taught that you always treat people the way you want to be treated. And I found that's a good aspect in life.
And you find that it's its own reward in the doing.
It has, it's very much reward, yes, and it really makes me feel good, and I'm praying to God that I keep on doing it.
Well, could I just thank you, Roseanne, for coming into studio, sharing what you've been doing and sharing your motivation there, and may we ask God's blessing in all that you continue to do. I'm sure there's a lot of life left in you to do a lot of things.
Hopefully.
And I hope you are richly blessed as you do it.
Thank you.
So we were picking on Roseanne as one of many unsung heroes who are out in the community to whom we owe so much. So let's give a final thought for the day to Charlie Lansborough. Bye for now.
Alf Pritchard, who inspired Walking on My Memories, had a marvellous wife. Her name was Alice. And Alice spent a great deal of her time collecting for the Church of England Children's Society. I was on a bus one day going downtown, and it was bitterly cold. And who did I see on the corner but little Alice, who by this time was very ill, collecting, rattling her box, still collecting for the Church of England Children's Society. The pure goodness brought tears to my eyes. God bless you, Alice. The first verse of this song is about you, and each of the rest of the verses in this song represents somebody just like you, the everyday saints.
Her heart was like a jewel, she polished every day, with little acts of kindness as she went along her way. She was no picture for your wall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. He raised her children by himself, and they were left alone. He fed their wounded hearts with love until they had their own. He seemed so insignificant and small. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. Saints aren't always blessed with saintly faces. Angels can be found in unexpected places. They're not that hard to recognize. You can tell them by the little bits of heaven in their eyes. Much and swears more than he should, some people say, but they don't count the precious hours of life he gives away to help the weak and humble when they fall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. Saints aren't always blessed, saintly faces. Angels can be found in unexpected places. They're not that hard to recognize. You can tell them by the little bits of heaven in their eyes. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. Saints aren't always blessed with saintly faces. angels can be found in unexpected places. They're not that hard to recognize. You can tell them by the little bits of heaven in their eyes. She sacrificed her early life and all she might have known to keep her aging mother from the fear of being alone. Now she sits alone herself while shadows fall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all.